From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. The number of confirmed dead in last week's landslide in Washington state now stands at 21. Another four bodies were found yesterday, but they won't be added to the official count until they're retrieved. That means that 30 names still remain on the missing list. Searchers should get some relief today as weather continues to improve. But meanwhile, in Colorado, the mountain snowpack will begin melting soon. And this year, that's raising a lot of fears of more flooding. We all remember back in September, torrential rains caused flooding and landslides there. 8 people killed, 18,000 homes damaged or destroyed. Now the race is on to prevent mountain runoff from making things worse. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Colorado Public Radio's Pat Mack reports from Boulder.
A crew is working to return Four Mile Canyon Creek on the north end of Boulder to its pre-flood depth. Thousands of tons of sediment and debris left behind by September's flooding are being removed so the channel does not clog when runoff begins.
Well, I hope it solves the problem.
Darcy Klein lives across the street from the creek.
I hope it's a solution to having a flood again or the rain, whatever.
During last fall's flood, Klein and her husband were trapped inside their home for 2 days. The creek overflowed, and so much mud ended up against the doors of their home they could not open them. A neighbor finally waded over and shoveled them free.
It was like we were sitting in the middle of a river, and it was just roaring around us.
Klein wishes a dike or some type of protection was being added between the creek and her home. But city officials say the best they can do before runoff begins is return waterways through public property to their pre-flood state. Ann Noble is coordinating the effort for Boulder. She says the crush of work is overwhelming.
Do you sleep well at night?
No, I don't. I think about sediment and debris, and I think about getting this work done, and there's a lot to do.
Noble is confident the priority projects will be finished by May 1st. She hopes that soon enough, the runoff could begin a few weeks earlier. Hiring more contractors to speed up the work is all but impossible because of the extent of the flood damage.
We bid a project and we didn't get a single contractor to bid. So, that's problematic when you don't have anybody, contractors doing the work.
Outside the city in Boulder County, officials also are repairing damaged waterways as fast as they can. They've spotted 200 potential problem areas, with about half of that list considered high risk for causing flooding. Their concern is heightened by the depth of the snowpack. It's about 50% above average in northern Colorado. In September, during the flooding, the Big and Little James Creeks overtopped their banks, causing major damage in the Boulder County mountain community of Jamestown. Mayor Tara Scheninger says work will begin soon to try to keep the creeks in their banks.
What they'll be doing is putting in protective measures to protect infrastructure that wasn't damaged by the flood so that we don't have further damage in town.
Scheninger says debris has already been removed from the creeks, including several homes. That's not the case in Larimer County, north of Boulder, where about 30 buildings are teetering on the edge of collapse. Recovery manager Suzanne Bassinger is concerned heavy runoff could wash those buildings downstream.
So those have to be taken care of, or at least a plan needs to be made that they're taken care of, either protected, removed, something is done before we get high flows.
Emergency management officials are asking residents in areas flooded in September to prepare their properties for runoff by clearing away dead trees and any storm debris. They're also urging them to buy flood insurance. For Here and Now, I'm Pat Mack in Boulder.
Going to be a tough spring. You're listening to Here and Now.